Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Eric John told a hearing of the House of Representatives Asia-Pacific Subcommittee that the United States is working with the United Nations and other countries to help restore stability in East Timor.
The U.S. is working with East Timor's numerous bilateral donors and friends to determine how best to assist it during this crisis. We are consulting with them on the mandate of a successor U.N. mission requested by the government of East Timor.
Deputy Assistant Secretary John says Washington believes that should include what he calls a robust electoral assistance program, a strong police component, and civilian human rights advisors. Once a United Nations assessment team returns from East Timor and reports, John says the UN Security Council will determine the mandate of a successor mission. As Wednesday's hearing was taking place, new violence broke out in the East Timor capital, Dili, between rival factions including supporters of the former Prime Minister, Mari Alkatiri. Republican Congressman Jim Leach, who heads the House Asia-Pacific Subcommittee, expresses shock at the number of people who are reported to have fled Dili to escape violence.
150,000 is about 15% the population?
Yes.
The whole country. And that implies internal divisions that are truly stark.
Congressman Leach says the apparent lack of cohesion reflected in that figure raises questions about the ability of East Timorese to move beyond the crisis. While he predicts a very rocky road ahead, Deputy Assistant Secretary John adds that he hopes the people of East Timor will be able to focus on the things that brought them together in the country's drive for independence.
As a nation, it's only 3 years old. And I think for everybody to just look at what's happened in the last 2 or 3 months and throw up their hands and think that there's been a massive failure here and it's not going to go anywhere is the wrong view.
At the same time, John suggests there must be an acknowledgement that the pace with which the United Nations reduced its role in East Timor was probably inappropriate, with lessons that need to be learned. Among what he calls vexing problems is the challenge of revising the election system and ensuring a more open and transparent democracy. In the short term, the U.S. official says East Timor will need help from the United Nations to establish a new police mission there, with additional security training efforts to follow. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.